A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos, Tom Bettis with you. We are taking your calls this morning, 801-575-8255. People are excited about gardening. A lot of calls and questions on our text line. You can text us at 57500. We also have with us this morning Hayden from Biograss. And good morning, Hayden. Tell folks about the great deal they can get today on a big yellow bag.
Good morning. Yeah, we are doing our big yellow bag, which is regularly priced at $149. It's a cubic yard of soil delivered. We're doing that for $30 off. So so $119 of soil. You can have it to your door. Just give us a call, 801-562-9090, or visit us online at bigyellowbag.com and use code KSL2021 for that deal.
One of the things I love about the Big Yellow Bag when I get it each year is that I can work on the Big Yellow Bag all summer long. Comes in this wonderful big yellow bag that reseals that, you know, so the water doesn't get into it. And I can just load up my little wheelbarrow and wheel around the yard. And it's really convenient.
Yes, people absolutely love that. They think it's great to be able to, you know, seal up the bag, work on it all season. And if you put an X out on your driveway where you'd like it, we can put it in, you know, an inconspicuous spot so you don't have to really have it in your way and just come back to it when you're ready for it.
One of our listeners has even asked, can you put it up by their flower bed?
We sure can. As long as we're not going to be, you know, impeding, like, you know, something dangerous for our drivers, or, you know, we're not going to be going on your grass.
Breaking sprinkler systems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sprinkler systems, things like that. We don't like to drive on grass because, you know, we don't want to damage it. But anywhere within reason, we're more than happy to put it for you.
You know, Maria, I like these big yellow bags because they're clean. You know, a lot of cities, you know, for a lot of reasons, have really started cracking down on people dropping mulch, bulk mulch in the street, because especially if it's raining, it can get into groundwater, and there's a lot of regulations. And so these bags, even if it does rain, you know, you can just close the top off and you're just fine, and there's just not a lot of waste. And because they can be set down in the driveway, you can get to it when you need to, and then, you know, the bag is all you have left over, and you can just take that right back on over to Biograss.
Right. And Hayden, for those folks who are just tuning in, what are the products that do come in the big yellow bag?
So we have four products. Our most popular is our black garden soil, which is a mixture of sand, compost, and wood fines. We also have a premium topsoil and two different wood chips, so a naturally colored lighter color and a dark chocolate.
All right, and you're giving away a free bag this hour.
Yes,
we are.
How
do people get involved with that?
So with this one, we're going to be doing our third phone call after we announce it for a free bag, and yep, it's free delivery to your area.
All right. And again, go to bigyellowbag.com, put in the code KSL2021. And if you want to try to win the free bag, how are they going to do that?
They're going to be giving us a phone call at 801-562-9090 at the top of the hour.
All right. And we'll be back with Hayden in just a few minutes. Let's get back to our phone lines now. We have Ann in Provo. Ann, good morning. How can we help you this morning?
I'm here. We had an apple tree that died of fire blight last summer, and we had to remove it. Underneath it was a shrub yew, and it has all of the leaves turned brown because it wasn't getting shaded. They're intact. They're not falling off. But what's going to happen with them? Will they ever turn back green, or will they always look this brown?
Maybe. Let me clarify. So before we just rush to the sun causing this, which it very well, you know, probably did, but I want to knock out a few other things. So what kind of irrigation did the ewes receive last fall?
Just regular lawn sprinklers.
Okay, so, but the soil was kept moist. Do you know if they dried out at all in October, November, December? Okay.
No, it didn't. And it looked exactly like this within a week after that apple tree was gone.
Okay. I just wanted
there are two views. One was right under the apple tree, and the one was to the side. The one that's to the side is shaded by something else, and it hasn't changed.
Okay, but most likely is sun exposure. And all you can really do is give it a light haircut, and as it sends out that new growth, it could be that it wasn't adapted to the sun. And as the new growth comes out, it'll probably put a waxier coating on the leaves. And as long as it's not getting a lot of reflected heat from a building, the yews can sometimes tolerate more sun than we give credit. Not always. I've seen them sometimes on a west exposure or more in sunnier locations. And as long as they don't get that reflected heat from buildings, they can tolerate it. Now, not all the time, but all you can do is be patient. Don't overwater it.
So if I may just shape it up a little bit?
Yeah, just really lightly to cause it to shoot some of that new growth. And as that growth hardens off, it could be that it just got caught with its, well, we won't use that term. It got caught unprepared.
Yes, right.
Well, I was just going to say.
We'll take that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll
never
just,
mind.
We'll move on.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that was apt.
Yes, but you know, there is a chance it could recover. Now, it may not, but all you can really do is be patient. Make sure it's watered weekly. You know, 6 inches to a foot deep, and then just let it do its thing.
Well, now that we've had this rain, can it wait another week till we get another rain?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be watering it right now because the soil, I'm assuming, is moist, but it's more through, you know, June, July, August, September when we're in the 90s.
Right, okay. All right, I'll put that on my calendar.
Great. Thanks for your call
and
this morning.
Thanks to you.
Next listener, Ton, says they grow carrots in raised beds. They augment the soil with manure, but they've read that manure makes the carrots become hairy and forked and misshaped. And the person wants to know why. Is it high nitrogen or something else? And are some carrot varieties less susceptible to those problems?
I've never heard that. And we've been using manures for a long time as a source of nitrogen before chemical fertilizers. What were people using? So I don't know for sure. I mean, specialized vegetable growers, that's what they do, you know, may have a different take on it, but I've seen carrots grown carrots. I've never seen it. And I usually see forked carrots to where the soil is too hard to let that root penetrate through. And so if you have a clay soil, what's recommended is you grow your carrots on top of furrows. And in that furrow, you mix in lots of organic matter, lots of compost to loosen the soil. But you want a 6-inch high to foot high furrow and fairly wide for those carrots to push through. Now, in these situations, that sometimes can be hard to do. There are several varieties of what are called half-long carrots. There's like Danvers, and there's a few others out there, but you can try some of those half-long carrots if you can't quite do a tall enough furrow.
All right. Let's take a call from Glenn in Orem. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning. I have a question from my neighbor. He called and asked about why his tulips don't grow. He's got them in flower pots on the north side of his house, and I think they're about close to 2 feet high and maybe a 18 to 24 inch diameter on the top of the pot. And
so
his tulips just don't blossom.
Are they crowded in there?
I really don't know if they are.
One thing that keeps them from blossoming is being crowded together. And so you can plant them in the fall crowded and they'll bloom. But when they get set, if they get too close together, they will quit blossoming. Now, were they just put out there this year, or are they out there every year?
Yeah, every year.
I think
it's been at least a couple of years.
Okay. They may not be getting enough sunlight. That could also impact them. Because they, even though they're a little shade tolerant, the north side of a home may be too much for them.
I wondered if being up in the air where it really freezes more than it does in the ground has any effect on that.
It may.
Or is it okay to just leave them above ground?
Well, as long as the pots are big enough that the soil in the pots doesn't freeze, but you would need a pretty big pot. And so one thing that I've recommended people do is put those pots on the ground and then surround the top and the sides of them with bark mulch or compost, and then uncover them in February so that you can get them through the hardest part of the winter.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I have one question for me. I was wondering if watering on affects the taste of a plum on a plum tree, or if it's just totally genetic.
It's genetic. The water that is absorbed by the tree is just water. And so sometimes there might be some minerals or in something in there that could slightly impact the flavor, but not to any great extent. And the flavor of that plum, and that's, I mean, an Alberta peach grown in, you know, Brigham City is compared to an Alberta peach grown in Salt Lake is compared to one grown in Santaquin, will taste the same.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you so much
for
your call this morning.
Appreciate your program. I've been listening to you since 1492, and you're a great program.
We've been around that long?
Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a great day. And we'll come back with more of your calls. The number to call, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning. Good morning and welcome to the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton taking your questions this morning, 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. We also have Hayden with us from Biograss, and one of our texters asking this question. Hayden, I'm not sure if they're being facetious. They want to know if they can plant vegetables right into your big yellow bag. I think what they really mean is like right into the soil directly in their garden, but answer both ways.
I think we've actually had a few customers call and ask if they can plant directly into the bag, which you can. I would probably recommend using our premium topsoil because it has a little bit of topsoil and that organic matter. It's a little bit better for the root systems of that plant. So you could. But yes, for the other application as well, you can plant directly into it, whether it's in the flower bed or in the actually in the bag. I've never seen it done personally, mm-hmm. but I'm sure it would work, yes.
Can people plant grass seed right now, they're asking?
Yes. I mean, you have to be a little bit careful because if we get, you know, into freezing temperatures again before that seed germinates, it's not going to, be as viable. But, yes, I've actually put a little bit of grass seed on my lawn already just to kind of get it started. I'm going to do one more application. But, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, moist weather right now. With the rain, it's really great. Now would be starting to be a good time to start thinking about it.
Yeah, a lot of questions for you this morning. Next person wants to know the difference between Biograss topsoil and black garden soil.
So the topsoil is a mixture of a few soils. So we have a little bit of sand in there, a little bit of topsoil, and then we actually mix in some of our black garden soil into that premium topsoil. This is great to be used as a base for, you know, sod, whereas our garden soil is almost all organic matter. You know, we're basically, that's mostly wood fines, slowly composted steer manure, and a little bit of sandy loam soil, but you're mostly looking at organic matter with the garden soil.
All right, a lot of people are excited because today is the day that you offer the discount, and you only do this with us a couple times a year. So tell people about the discount.
Yep, so usually the bag is $149 delivered today for listening into the Greenhouse Show. We're going to be doing it for $30 off. So, $119 for the bag delivered. It's 1 cubic yard, and you can get that by either going on to bigyellowbag.com and using code KSL2021, or you can call us at 801-562-9090 to place your order.
Okay, for those folks, I just have a couple more questions from listeners. If they're outside of your delivery zone, can they pick up a big yellow bag?
Of course, yes. You can pick up a bag to have it put directly in your truck. We also sell it at a little bit cheaper price if you're interested in getting the same product in bulk. So say you need a little bit more and you don't need it in the big yellow bag, we can dump it right into the back of your truck or trailer at our store in Sandy.
Okay, one more.
Having worked at a garden center right here, mm-hmm. Maria,
I
do need to probably point out that if you're getting the big yellow bag, you do need a pickup truck or a trailer suitable to haul it. A lot of when I worked at a garden center, we would have people show up in cars sometimes wanting to buy bulk product, and you're like, well, we can't really put it in your trunk.
Right.
So, but yeah, do show up with a pickup or a trailer that is capable of hauling.
Right. And the next listener wants to know, are there nurseries that sell the big yellow bag?
There is not. So our blend is specific to us. We do have actually we have one company called Mountainscape in Park City that sells our bags. They'll come pick up a few at a time. But as far as the soil goes, you can't get it anywhere else. It's specially blended for Biograss and our big yellow bag.
All right. And again, the website to get your big yellow bag today, or to order it today, I should say, bigyellowbag.com. Put in the code KSL2021 for your discount. Let's get back to our phone lines, and we have Mary waiting in Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Mary. Mary, are you still there?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm here. Yes, I did have a question. We have a couple of gala apple trees in our backyard, and they're about 2 years old, and they haven't flowered or given any fruit since we've planted them.
That's okay. The reason being is that you really don't want them producing fruit for the first 3 years because they need to establish for those 3 years to get a strong root system and stronger branches. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest mistakes gardeners make is to plant fruit trees and immediately let them start producing fruit because they're not prepared for the future, and you can actually greatly reduce the life of especially a peach tree, but many other fruit trees, by not letting them establish first. The other problem is that the fruit load on those small branches bends the branches and makes it extremely difficult to create a properly shaped tree. Now, apples do sometimes not bloom for years, and you will see a block of 100 gala apples, and 94 of them are blossoming the first, second, third year they're in the ground, and you've got five or six that don't. And there's lots of different reasons that people put out there why it might happen, but to have two of them do that, that would be a fairly rare coincidence that you have two out of that block of 100 that don't. But shorter term, for the next year or two, it's actually been a benefit that they haven't blossomed because they've actually been able to establish and get a good foundation, so to speak, so that they can be better trees in the future.
Oh, great. So just patience.
Patience, yes. Right? And I think you can find, gala is a very common local apple as far as mm-hmm. our commercial growers in both Brigham City and Willard and the Santa mm-hmm. Quinn area. And so if you wanted gala apples that are local and fresh, I know that there are many vendors, you know, Rollies, McMullen's, mm-hmm. Pines. There's lots of them out there that could get you gala apples fresh picked from the tree within 24 hours.
Oh, good to know. Then also, one of the apples actually has a little bit of powdery mildew on the leaves. And do you know of the best way to rid it? I think we've We've treated it a couple times, and that particular tree just still has a little bit of that powdery mildew.
So when it is leafing out, and if you've had problems, what you would do is get a fungicide like Liquid F-Stop and spray mm-hmm. it maybe weekly until we dry out and see if you can prevent, if the, you do have lawn sprinklers hitting the tree, see if you mm-hmm. can adjust them so they don't. And just irrigate from the base of the tree. Powdery mildew is airborne, and it's spread by irrigation, rain, and wind. And so if you can eliminate the rain part through the artificial rain, like your irrigation, then that's going to reduce the chances of that powdery mildew spreading. But if you've had problems in the past, the way best way to treat it is before the powdery mildew gets going. And so sprays like a dormant spray would be very important too. You know, so as you see those apple buds start to expand, you know, they're still closed, but getting pretty pregnant looking, for lack of a better term, then that's when you're going to do a dormant spray.
All right, and thank you for your call this morning. We need to take a break for the top of the hour news. I want to mention that Biograss is giving away one free bag for, I believe, the third caller that calls right now at 801-562-9090. That's 801-562-9090. And you can get the discount on your Big Yellow Bag at bigyellowbag.com. The code KSL2021. A break for the top of the hour news and more coming up with the KSL Greenhouse.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.